This is Passport to Texas. If you plan on operating a boat, certain items are necessary to have on board for the safety of you and your passengers.
You should have a sound-producing device, and you should have a life jacket for every person that's on board. If you're boating at night, you should have the proper lights that are working, and we suggest a first aid kit.
Tim Spice, manager of boater education for Parks and Wildlife, says anyone born on or after September 1st, 1993, is required to take boater education.
We cover lots of different things, including safety aspects of boating, the different types of vessel you may have, the rules of the road, the required equipment. Again, everyone on board a vessel has to have a life jacket that's accessible. We define what accessible means by law so that you don't get in trouble when you're out on the water and the game warden stops to give you a boating safety check.
He advises filing a boat plan with someone on shore that details where you'll be and when you plan to return in case an emergency occurs while on the water. Remember, the rules for operating a boat are different than for a car.
There's no lines on the road. There's no speed limits, per se. There are different signs and things you have to look out for that are very different than you would in your car.
Take a boating safety course online or in a classroom and you'll learn those rules. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.